so.
We don't have a Lions lament
during the football season.
Oh, no. You got a Steelers lament.
Exactly right. You know exactly where I was going. I mean, all season long on Mondays we came forth with the Lions lament. And we thought, we were done with that on Mondays at this time. But
yeah, when Cleveland jumped on the board with 28 points in the first period, I thought, wow.
Well, I was able to get to bed early, so that's okay.
If it weren't for Pat Johnston being our resident Steelers fan, we could ignore it, but we can't. I'm sorry, but it's like
that's okay.
I missed the entire first half until I tuned in at halftime. What was the score at that? Like
35-10.
35-10 at that. Yeah. I'm like,
must have been a couple of Iron City beers down by then.
Oh, man. A few. I thought it was the end of the game. I'm like, what did I miss? 30.
So did we. We were hoping it was over by then. Oh, well, hey, Cleveland had to win a playoff game eventually. First one since 1994.
26 years.
Oh, my God. Did it in good fashion. Wow.
Their first road playoff win since 1968 or 69.
Oh, really?
Something
oh, my
like
gosh.
That. Right.
Mm. So maybe the odds were against the Steelers at this point. At some point, Cleveland had to win. That was just...
It was wild. And it was also sad because for Pittsburgh fans because many are now thinking this is the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era. And maybe they'll have to turn the page.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah.
It's not official.
Not official. No. Not official.
Has he said anything?
He didn't, other than he was crying on the bench last night as the seconds were ticking away. So that was giving some people some indication maybe he was thinking that the end was near.
Enough, eh?
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, it was too bad because I thought that was not a bad football weekend. There were some decent games.
Yeah.
In fact, I think most games were close.
Yeah.
They were compared, close. Well, although, you know, at the end, what was the final score again?
But there were some late touchdowns.
But 48-37 compared to when you were down at it. Right. It's like at least, there were some closer games that were certainly played.
Yeah. So I am now officially a Buffalo Bills fan. So
I'm
pulling for them, right. Well, they haven't won one. They haven't won one yet, so I'm giving it.
Okay.
The next closest town, eh?
That's right.
And what did I hear? We have the matchup now of the Brady-Breeze matchup.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, that ought to be a good one.
That's coming.
The AARP matchup, yes.
Yeah, well, because I'm trying to think of things. I didn't get a lot of things that were going on. I was in and out of some of the games trying to stay in touch. But now, was it because Breeze won?
Mm-hmm.
Breeze, Brady.
Yep.
And is there another 40-year-old that now have all won a postseason game?
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think. There is one more older quarterback. Okay. Aaron Rodgers is still alive.
Okay.
He's in his late 30s.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how some of these things are thrown out.
Right.
I did see in that Buccaneers game. I happened to catch it on Saturday. That was because that was a Saturday night game.
Yeah.
One play that was reviewed in the end zone. There's this touchdown play. Did you see this? Where the it was not the Buccaneers touchdown. It was the who are they playing? Who'd they beat?
Oh, Washington.
Washington.
One of those reviewed plays where the receiver seemed to have both feet down, but as he went out of bounds, the ball kind of shifted in his hands. I'm like, if this is a Lions player, this is not a touchdown.
Of course. That's what I was thinking,
And
too.
I was flabbergasted by the way that the announcers were saying, Tony Dungy even, which I respect greatly, well, you see, it did really shift it, but he still had control of it. You just said it shifted. That's not allowed by the stupid definition of replay.
Goes to show you nobody really knows still to this day what
anytime
is
that
catch.
Ball moves, they say it's not a catch.
And right. Yeah, that was bad.
I did see that, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I did tune into Nickelodeon yesterday for the
Chicago Bears. Remind people what was going on with that.
Well, what they were doing is they kind of made it for kids. Nate Burleson, the former Lion. You remember Nate Burleson?
Yes.
He was one of the announcers. And they were trying to make it kid-friendly, and it had all kinds of animation that went along with the game. And so when the Saints scored their first touchdown, the entire end zone got slimed because it's on Nickelodeon. Now it was animation, not really on the field.
In brief, yes.
Right, and then you know whenever somebody was trying a field goal kick, SpongeBob SquarePants' face was right there in between the goalposts. Just now, the only sad part was that his face is out there smiling, but somebody on social media had a great idea. One of the kickers missed the kick. And when he missed it, they should have had his face give a frown. I think that would have been nice.
That would have been a nice touch.
So I only watched maybe about 40 minutes of it. That's all I could really take. But because I was thinking, you know, teach these kids some life lessons. Teach them the difference between a nickel defense and a dime defense. Come on now.
Exactly right.
But no, it was okay.
They had a little fun with it.
Yeah,
huh?
They did.
Okay. So, kudos to Nickelodeon for having a little way to put to the little.
Well, it's a strategy to draw young people into the game.
That's the thing, yeah. Because that is what is, I think, the NFL is staring the NFL in the face, is that a lot of younger people, kids, aren't really
football.
Grasping onto the game right now.
Yeah. Well, there's been how many years we've talked about the injuries that are part of the sport, mm-hmm. a lot of parents that don't want their kids to participate, and how some of these youth leagues have gone away from the tackle.
Yep.
And some of the high school teams are playing in January with salamanders on the sideline to try to keep them a little bit warm. Gee.
All part of the 2020 to 2021 world we're now living in.
That's right, yeah.
Well, football will go on. Unfortunately, it won't go on for the Steelers.
Yeah, it won't go on for the Steelers. Do have the national championship game tonight.
What do we do with that tonight?
I don't know.
I mean, Ohio State's playing.
Alabama.
But they're playing, and I don't know if you have a SEC loyalty, Dave, because of the Gators. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a toss-up. I don't like either one of these.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, I think. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, yeah. Whatever happens,
I guess the only connection we would have for Michigan is the coach for Alabama, you know, Saban.
Well, I guess.
And at that point, though, for a lot of people, that is a reason that they're against. Yeah. You know, there's some people in East Lansing who still don't think.
Because of his leaving, right?
It's a tough one. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Well, I am officially moving on now to hockey. Because we got the NHL starting
NHL
this week.
That's right.
I'm moving on.
We hope, anyway.
Yeah, we do.
Since the Dallas Stars have already postponed their season opening game because they got a problem with coronavirus.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay.